Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. A randomized, placebo-controlled trial in Nature Communications finds semaglutide appears to slow epigenetic aging, the most compelling evidence yet that a mainstream drug class could become a genuine longevity intervention. Today's digest also covers why centenarian blood chemistry may unlock longevity's biological fingerprint and delivers a sobering update on fish oil. After 2 years, DHA reached the brain but failed to move the needle on memory or brain volume. Estrogen's neuroprotective role in women and the BP4 longevity gene round out a strong issue from the research desk. The headline, GLP-1 drug semaglutide appears to slow biological aging in a randomized controlled trial. According to Nature Communications, in a randomized placebo-controlled trial published in Nature Communications, the design most capable of establishing causation, semaglutide appeared to slow changes in DNA methylation markers associated with biological aging in adults living with HIV. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection, plant-forward eating linked to better executive function and processing speed in older adults. From EAN 2026 Congress. Research presented at the European Academy of Neurology 2026 Congress found that older adults who more closely adhered to a planetary health diet, emphasizing vegetables, legumes, and whole grains while minimizing animal products, scored measurably better on tests of executive function, processing speed, and semantic fluency. Greater lifetime estrogen exposure linked to larger, better-connected brain regions in women. From Neurology Advisor. A study from the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Research Center found that women with greater total lifetime exposure to ovarian hormones had measurably larger volumes in brain regions critical for memory and cognitive processing. Cannabinoid therapies outperform placebo for agitation and neuropsychiatric symptoms in Alzheimer's. From American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry. A meta-analysis published in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry found that cannabinoid-based therapies reduced agitation scores and overall neuropsychiatric symptom burden compared to placebo in Alzheimer's patients. In supplement news, fish oil doesn't improve memory or slow brain shrinkage, even when DHA reaches the brain. From Times of India. A 2-year study found that omega-3 fish oil supplements produced no meaningful improvement in memory, overall cognitive function, or hippocampal volume in participants, despite measurably raising DHA levels in the brain. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.